Guthrie is a seminal figure. He's a person who taught many people they could make a living singing their own songs. It may not be a great living, although some have made it. Woody certainly never made a lot of money in his life. The fact is that is his greatest contribution. Now, then again, there are his songs, which are still sung, including the unofficial national anthem, This Land Is Your Land.
Absolutely. That's actually one of my favorite songs that I used to play as a camp counselor at a summer camp here in town. So why don't we give that a little listen?
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island.
You know, it's funny. I think that people don't really realize that that's Woody Guthrie. It's one of those few songs that actually transcends the artist. But outside of his music, he was known for his political activism during the Great Depression and also the Dust Bowl. He was referred to as the Dust Bowl Troubadour, which I think is a great term. Can you talk a little bit about the way that he portrayed the situation that many Americans were facing in the Midwest as they headed west?
Well, Woody, even before he got to California, was conscious of that there was a Great Depression, and in fact, it was a Dust Bowl on top of a depression that sent many people to California. In fact, Woody himself, one of his first real song hits was Do Re Mi, which is illustrative also of a characteristic of Woody's songs, which are, there's always humor.
Georgia, Tennessee, California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see.
Some of America's most well-known artists of the 20th century, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Bruce Springsteen, they all derived a lot of their influence from Woody Guthrie. Can you talk a little bit about the direct impact Guthrie's music had on these artists?
Well, I think Bob Dylan, when he went to New York City for the first time, he called himself a walking Woody Guthrie jukebox. That was essentially his repertoire was almost entirely Woody.
Now, Professor, we're also seeing a folk revival like we saw in the 50s and 60s today. Can you talk a little bit about where Woody Guthrie plays into this revival and if there's some sort of carryover?
Well, I think there is a carryover. I mean, clearly, I mean, you know, there's an impact on people like Mellencamp and Woody's son, Arlo, who've carried this banner forward, if you will. Bruce Springsteen, in one sense, reflects Woody's influence, at least in the songwriting. It's clear that Springsteen shares Woody's love of country very deeply, and his defense of the underdog. I just think that, summing it up, that Woody was a great influence.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting...